The UPI Radio Network, for 30 years broadcasting history.
We have heard much of the phrase peace and friendship. This phrase, in expressing the aspirations of America, is not complete. We should say instead peace and friendship in freedom.
The fate of the 1960 Paris Summit Conference teetered precariously in the balance tonight. Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev tongue-lashed President Eisenhower over the issue of the American spy plane.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Just think how much you're going to be missed. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
The first bulletin of the assassination was filed by United Press International's famed White House correspondent, Merriman Smith. He was riding in the presidential motorcade. He screamed word of the shooting into a mobile telephone.
The president was face down in the back of the car, and Jackie was bending over him as though she was whispering in his ear. I was pretty well convinced it had been that he'd been awfully wounded, and I yelled over at one of the Secret Service men I knew, and I said, how badly was he hit? And he said, hell, he's dead.
This is really war.
In Vietnam, it is really war.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
Federal troops in combat dress have surrounded the White House and the Capitol building as racial violence continues here.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No.
Is that possible?
No.
It could.
No.
Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6, 1968.
Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were, and say, why not?
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
From the nation's capital, this is the Washington Window, an unrehearsed news feature of United Press International.
I have no intention whatever of ever walking away from the job that the people elected me to do for the people of the United States.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
I, Gerald R. Ford, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
We want to live with our Egyptian neighbors in mutual respect, and to keep the peace with them forever.
The Americans win! The Americans have upset the Soviet Union 4-3! And pandemonium breaks loose in Olympic Hockey Center.
Acts of barbarism which were perpetrated on our people by Iran can never be condoned.
Early this morning, forces from six Caribbean democracies and the United States began a landing or landings on the island of Grenada in the Eastern Caribbean.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
The
vehicle apparently has exploded. That is the word from Mission Control in Houston. We saw via long-range tracking cameras here at the Kennedy Space Center the site of an object plummeting toward the Atlantic Ocean.
We are the keepers of the flame of liberty. We hold it high tonight for the world to see, a beacon of hope, a light under the nations. And so, with joy and celebration, and with a prayer that this lamp shall never be extinguished, I ask that you all join me in this symbolic act of faith, this lighting of Miss Liberty's torch.
3, 2, 1, 0, and lift off! Lift off! Americans return to space as Discovery clears the tower. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes of Challenger, Shuttle Discovery leaps off of its launch pad, leaving a blinding column of orange flame and white-hot exhaust etched against the blue Florida sky.
We can now speak the most majestic words that democracy has to offer. The people have spoken.
Ed Karens, New York.
Tom Foti at the White House.
Marilee Cox, Washington.
This is Bill Greenwood in Washington.
Gene Gibbons at the White House.
This is Brian McFadden in New York.
I'm Camille Bohannon.
Greg Haber, New York.
I'm Paul Westfeeling on business.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bob Berger.
I'm Andy Pollan, and that's my side.
Howard Dykus, UPI Radio News.
I'm Sophia Manos on business.
This is David O'Zeal at the editor's desk with Daybook.
This is Roger Gittins.
I'm Nick Charles. Charles Van Dyke, UPI Radio News.
This is Ben Dudley.
This is Ed Engel.
This is Bill Rosensky.
This is Art McAloon in New York.
I'm Ron Amadon.
This is Jack Anderson in Washington.
This is Mike Alabaugh talking about your money.
This is Sonia Hilgren with Farm Focus.
This is Michael O'Neill.
This is Vernon Scott in Hollywood.
I'm John Todges, and that's my side.
This is Ken Robbins at the editor's desk.
Bill Small at the White House.
Bob Buss, Los Angeles.
Carol Brooks, London.
Ginny Cassola, Chicago. Ronnie Urbay, Capitol Hill.
Bob Brill, Los Angeles.
Rob Nabius at the Kennedy Space Center.
Kate Murphy, Washington.
Vicki Barker with the Bush Campaign, Rockford, Illinois.
Tom Rivers, London.
This is Paul Keel.
Almanac. I'm Mike Friedman.
Don Rollins, UPI Radio News.
This is Don McKay in London.
I'm Diane Burr.
I'm Ken Herrera.
This is Gary Scott.
Craig Smith, UPI Radio News.
This is Barbara Campbell.
I'm Larry Webb.
Al Rossiter Jr., Washington.
This is Bob Hewitt.
I'm Lou Geiderman.
I'm Jim Ludwin.
I'm Barbara Porter.
I'm Dennis Daly.
I'm Jay Saper.
This is Carol Van Dam.
Rod Bauer, Washington.
Sharon Gotkin, UPI Radio News.
Hi, this is Ron Colbert.
I'm Bob Jones.
This is Herbert Gordon speaking for United Press International.
This is Scott Peters, United Press International at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
This is Bill Riley, United Press International in Chicago.
This is Dick Rowald in Moscow.
Chuck Langston, United Press International with a look at Washington today.
This is Stan Harrell.
Technical director is Frank Shortino. This is Maury Trumbull.
Roger Norum, United Press International at the United Nations.
Don Folsom, United Press International, Washington.
Milt Fullerton, Washington.
From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Jim Lonsberry.
Helen Thomas at the White House.
This is Pi Chamberlain, and that's news.